Hi guys, welcome to Tammy Preaches. I'm so glad to have you guys here today. I know it has been a while, but Tammy's back and she is ready. So today we're going to be talking about turn-offs from, you know, a man's perspective and from a woman's perspective. And I welcome my lovely friend Nathan.
Zero. So how you living? How you living?
Nathan, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm living good.
Are you ready for this podcast?
Always ready. Born
ready. Are you sure ready? Are you ready?
Born ready.
Are you ready? So, Nathan and I are going to be talking about the turn off and turn on from our perspective before you come out and say, you know, so to avoid all that, it's our perspective. So just know that, okay? So, Nathan, yeah. What turns you off in a woman?
Turns me off.
Off.
I mean, do
like
I have to
switch off?
Switch off. In terms of what? Is it generally?
Generally.
Okay. I think for me, what stands out is attitude.
But what turns off? First stand out.
Bad breath.
Bad breath.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Why do you have bad breath?
Yeah.
But well, sometimes you can't remember. Maybe she was cooking and she wanted to taste the ear.
For me, I won't be your house and I'll come close if you're cooking. That's a different thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're cooking, but I'm saying when you're out like in the public place.
Well, I mean, public. She just finished cooking before going out. You know, she was cooking okra soup. The ear was looking good. She tried it.
I have a gum. I always carry gum with me everywhere.
Okay, that's fair point.
Yeah.
Iru and gum, that's minty.
Iru and gum, you wash your mouth, then you take the
to cup. Be honest, you wash your mouth before going out, right?
Yeah.
It's never that deep. You're not a Ketra.
Exactly. Okay, mouthwash. I mean, you have mouthwash too.
That's true. Yeah. Mouthwash.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say my home first, turn off. I hate men that sag. Why are you motherfucking sagging?
I have a white pant on. I need to flex it.
Your pants, it's Stomford. No, but for real though, it sagging turns me off because I'm like, why are you sagging in 2021? To me, it's not necessary. If you want to sag now, let it be rag day.
Okay.
I understand. That's an exception.
Special day.
Special day.
Yeah.
Or let it be a situation that there's not an excuse.
Actually,
unless you're 4 years old. Okay, I'm saying, oh, that boy's been a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, if you are above 18, you know, that should be agbaya now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can be an agbaya for other things with sagging. Come on. Wear your fucking pants right.
Put it up. They touch your waist. Get a belt.
Get a motherfucking belt.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You see?
I agree with you.
Nathan, don't lie. You used to sag.
I've never sagged in my life.
Really? So you were just a student in secondary school that used to take their trousers off to their navel?
No, not necessarily, but it's on my waist. I got my belt. I'm not a professor, only when I have my suspenders on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah! You know, that's what I was like, do you think it's your navel?
Only when I have my suspenders on, then trousers come, the pants come up.
Yeah.
To my navel, so... basically. I agree with you 100%. For guys that sag sometimes, I'm like, what are you trying to? And now the anointing about the people who sag is 80% of the time you have dirty pants or dirty boxers. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was clean, I was okay, oh yes, this is clean or it's not smelling, but it's dirty, your dirty butt is out.
Clean, period. See, personally, I feel like if you sag, for example, now, you remember when Task Force came to Victoria, I was there, I was at the club, and now I'm thinking, if you were sagging, how will you escape?
Exactly. What do you tell
me? How do you escape? Because, like, now you can't run. I bet you all of them took their pants up and started running right.
And I want to put it out there to all the beautiful ladies listening to this podcast. If you see a guy that sags in 2021, do not take him serious.
Unless the dollars.
Now why?
No, because like you can tell him, please take your pants out. You don't need to cut him off.
Well, I don't know.
If he's filthy rich,
I don't know the degree.
If Dangote is sagging, will I tell him? I will tell him Dangote, take your pants out.
I don't know the degree of your relationship, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
yeah,
it will have to be that deep.
Yeah.
Then you have to.
No, I agree. For example, now, okay, if a random guy just walks up to me, you know, it's okay, cool. I agree.
Okay.
You know, that's a turn off.
Yeah.
But let's not lie, yo. If someone like Otedola comes and sagging, you can't see this kind of men sagging. But I'm just gonna sag.
That's the point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like men that sag in general, but I won't blame a woman that is a guy that sags if the motherfucking guy is wealthy.
Yeah.
If the dollars is loud, girl, that's okay. But tell him to put his pants up. You can't always say put your pants off and then put his pants up. So, Nathan, what's your other turn off?
My other turn off? It has to be body. I'm sorry, body odor.
You really hate bad smells, innit?
Everything.
Everything about bad smells.
Yeah.
Body odor. Like, why are you still having body odor 2021? There's soap. In fact, this coronavirus should even make you cleaner. Like, when you're walking, you're like, because that's how clean your body should be.
I think, I don't know. A lot of people, like, they come saying, maybe sometimes they don't know. For me, I like to use an example for every time, right? And for me personally, I know I sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do? I try to always make sure that I shave at least two or tries, like,
yeah,
tries often, because I know that once I sweat, the whole place, and I try to get enough deodorant, perfumes that, you know, helps me in a way that even if I'm sweating, in fact, if you check my bag and I have like two extra perfumes, I go around because I know, oh, unconsciously, I could have sweat all over.
Yeah.
And so, but you would never know, right? So a lot of people say, oh, I don't get money by, like, you don't have to buy expensive.
It mustn't be expensive. Just smell nice.
Smell nice.
Cheap perfumes that, you know, put your bag, I'm spraying every fucking second. That's
okay. The good thing about it now, we have like very nice perfume oil.
Yeah.
Market.
Perfume oils are really nice.
2K.
As well.
I mean, 4K. Is that too much to buy?
It's not too much to buy. But that's the thing. You can't see from your own budget. Some people. Well, you don't meet those kind of people, so yeah.
Thankfully, 4K, I don't.
4K should be affordable.
That's 5K, true. You know, so. I mean, you can't smell in 2020. Body odor is a no-no. I can't even stand it. In fact, if you're beautiful, you've got everything in this world.
But you smell, that's a big turn-off.
In fact, take your money and go.
Please, you get...
Take your money and go.
Well, my turn-off, my second turn-off is going to be... Sorry, excuse me. It's going to be men that have bad communication skills. Like, it's okay to, you know... state your intentions, and you know, I feel like men always feel like they should get an award for saying that, oh, they just want to have sex and nothing deep. Because, like, and the thing is, that's okay to want sex and nothing deep, but how you put it matters. A lot of guys don't have to talk, and that's a big flaw for me because, like, I'm very defensive. If a guy says one thing that is off, I've closed page, I switched up, like, I will vex. And if he's not my friend now, there's no way for him to explain himself, there's no explanation. Just be going. You understand?
I understand.
But yeah, that's a big turn off when a guy lacks communication skills. Because, like, well, grown, you should know how to talk politely. Yeah. I don't like guys that feel like they should be nice to girls that are pretty.
True that. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What they call the fine girl privilege.
So. Fine girl privilege. Well, I'm honored to have it. Hallelujah. But it's disgusting because to me, I'm like, everyone deserves respect. Yeah. Even to fine girls, I feel like rich men are very, 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 very proud.
Yeah.
So because you're fine, they still feel like, oh, I have money, I could talk to you anyhow. But to me, you can't talk to me anyhow because, one, you're not my father.
True.
You're not my father on earth.
True.
You're not my father in heaven.
True.
And you'll not be my father in hell.
Because
I'm not going there.
Hallelujah. You're not going down there.
I'm not going down there. I'm down to earth, but I'm not going to hell.
Preach
I'm
on
down
pastor.
To earth, I'm not going to hell. But yes, Nathan, what's your third one?
Turn offs.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, I'm original. So I think one, like, for me, in terms of number, the third one has to be people that like to fake things. And then when I talk about faking, like, you're trying to be something you're not.
Okay, true. Yeah. A lot of men do it as well. That thing is disgusting. I hate fake people in general.
Especially when you're forming all these stupid accents. Right? I don't want to mention the name now. I mean, the previous Big Brother.
Katrina. Hello. Hello. But I mean, I love Katrina because I like the energy. It's just that I just feel like the accent is unnecessary. Like, girl,
why you
pack it.
Your national TV. Be yourself. Like, who cares?
Nobody
about...
cares. And it's the fact that the accent is having cursive. Like, it's in italics.
In the bird.
Your.
Ebukor.
Ebukor. For fuck's sake.
Ozor.
Ozor. No, but like, I love how open she is. That she's fucking sexy.
No, wow. In fact, when she came into the house, I said, Katrina, Jeez, she, and she could dance. Like, I'm a dancer. I love babies that could dance.
She was a vibe. Oh, well, that's you like me, then. Because I dance.
Yeah, I like you. I mean,
that's a vibe, baby.
That's a, always, man.
I'm honest.
I see the videos. I'm like, jeez.
Thames
on this.
Thames on the beats. But yeah, to me, I agree with you. You know, that should be my thought as well. Fake people. I hate fake people. Like, I hate fake men. It's like, I hate audio movement. You see, when men tell you they'll do something and it goes to the voice note. And I'm just like,
my promise,
especially when it's unprovoked. If it was unprovoked, okay, cool. But it's unprovoked and you can't keep to your words, even when you said it's unprovoked.
Like, who you trying
to impress? It's crazy.
Like that hype man, you don't get money, you didn't try and spray to kill or something. You didn't try and impress. Like, why are you trying to impress? Like,
oh my god, did you see how they chops that guy? What's that big brother guy? When he went over to spray, they said this one doesn't know that.
Fraud.
Fraud! Full scam! I was like, the poor boy, because like everyone was spraying, everyone was hailing them when I was spraying, and then Fraud, like, oh, Lord Joko, look at you. Can you take a seat? Go that money, that, you need it to. Stop spraying what you need. We're all in the same situation together, Fraud. What are you doing?
Because he's doing Fraud Fridays, not me.
No, maybe. I feel for the boy, though.
I feel for him.
But anyway, So what's your fuck? Turn off. Tell me. I wanna know.
My fourth turn off.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about how looks.
Yeah.
So I hate it when you look very shabby, like you don't take care of yourself. Yeah, personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm saying personal hygiene, I'm saying your hair,
you know, your look, your nails. You know, that's my fourth as well. Personal hygiene, like, one time, I don't like when I go to a guy's house and I'm seeing the house. So, like, it's okay if the house is not okay, but like when I go to the toilet and it's not kept.
That's crazy.
I would like, it's not even okay in the house. I don't know, like, oh, that's what guys, you get. But we're not guys, and then I'm coming, keep it clean, you get. And I just like really cautious, clean men. Yeah. It makes, even sexually, it makes it better as well.
It does.
Do you get?
It does.
Oh, no, it's necessary. Oh, Jesus, so necessary. So that's my fourth. We're twinning on second and fourth. Come on. Hallelujah.
I think it's the third and fourth. Cause
third and fourth.
Yeah, it was third. Cause
okay,
third,
yeah, so third and fourth.
Fake people.
Yeah. And then this hygiene shit.
Yeah.
Well, we're in sync, Nathan. And I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it.
Spiritual ginger.
Okay, so what's your last one? I don't like people that are indecisive. They don't know what they want. So they are here, they're there. Sometimes I like when you're firm, make your point. Stand on your ground.
Yeah.
You're saying A now, and then 2 seconds later you're saying B, or you don't remember.
Do you know the head? I thought you said you don't say A now, and then 2 seconds later you say you want pussy. I'm like, what? You really like A now? I was like, is that how nice A now is, Nathan?
Okay. Well, that's not what I said. I had to take a pause. We're not talking anything sexual, but
I know everybody had anal. You say anal now, today and tomorrow you want vagina. Why can't you stick to anal? I'm fucking loving your ass, girl. Bitch, give me that motherfucking ass.
I haven't had that in a while, like, you know, so I'd probably love to go back to it.
He said A, guys. A now, I'm B tomorrow.
Yeah, so. So just be decisive.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it helps, especially when I can ask you for direction and you can say, oh yeah, but no, you don't, you're not here or there. It'll be hard for you to even ask for your thoughts about something.
Yeah.
Will she even know what she wants to say right now?
Mm-hmm.
So just indecisive ladies, I mean, just it's a major turn off for me.
Mm.
Be firm, know what you want.
Yeah. My last turn off, I'm not gonna lie, men that don't have money. Because money turns me on.
I think I can bracket that.
Women that don't have money.
Because
you don't want a liability in it.
Exactly. Because how many urgent 2K will I be having to?
No, every time 2K. Me, personally, I don't like men that don't have money because I love being baby. I love being spoiled. I love... See, yeah.
Because you're working.
If a guy wants to get my attention, yeah, all you have to just do is just... Timmy, how are you doing? Send your account details. Now, the amount you send matters. You're going to get... I mean, what, how much are you going to send that bust your brain? But if you send, like... It's the gesture now, not the amount. But if you say, okay, Timmy, take 500k for the weekend... Take 100k for lunch, you know, take 1M for, you know, for the month. Kind of vibe. That's okay. But then I'm telling me I sent you 5k for dinner. Recharge card.
Data.
No, data. Can you? Data, you only one time. Only one time you buy. So do I look like I need one day data? I like being interested. I like being wooed. I like the guy that cares, you know, attention. You know, and all those things is easy to do when you have money.
True that.
When you don't have money, you just. You know, but I like rich men that are funny though, because like I don't like boring men. I'm really big on that. That's a big turn off for me. If he's boring and rich, no. But if he's fun and rich,
let's go.
But yeah, money is something I like to have, and I like to see my man have.
It's
and
bad
I like
for ladies if you want a guy that has money.
Yes.
Make it seem like, oh, he's a gold digger. I mean, you
it's must... okay to be a gold digger. Man, we've been digging for a plastic before. Dig that fucking gold, girl. And you get it. But yeah, to me, I just feel like it's good for both parties to have money, you know. So yeah. And because me, I like older men. So you have to have money now.
What are you old
for? What are you old for, baby?
You've been working like...
You've been working. I'm the young one. Baby. But yes. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our turn-offs. Yeah. And I hope other people can relate to us because these are so. Major turn-offs.
Yeah.
And there are key turn-offs in life.
I know the other turn-offs, but for me, I think these five
turn-offs. Like five key. It should be like there's some five commandment key turn-offs.
Yeah, but we had like two bonuses, so maybe like just put two extra.
So that's seven. Right? Seven commandments.
But the main five, Sean.
Main five. Top five. You know... I fuck with that. Like the 5 P's, you know, you have 7 P's, but like the main 5 P's. Yeah. So that was a marketing joke if you get it, sorry. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for coming to this podcast and listening. Hallelujah. I'm very honored. Thank you so much, Nathan, for being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor, I must say.
It's a great privilege to be here too.
And watch out for our next episode, guys. Next week, Saturday. Thank you very much for coming today. Bye.
Bye.
Nathan, say bye properly.
Bye, guys. Bye.